This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 161 for Monday, November 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are turning around to gain ground on Monday morning. The January canola contract is up $5.10 at $700.40 per ton, and the March contract adds $4.20 at $703.60 per ton. There is support coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil. Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed are easing back, while Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. Global crude oil prices are a pinch lower this morning. Stat Canada is scheduled to publish its survey-based production report a week from today. In the meantime, Stat Canada releases its crush and grain delivery reports. At more than 974,000 tons, the October canola crush is 10% higher than a year ago. However, the federal agency says canola deliveries of just under 1.5 million tons last month dropped more than 24.5%. Meanwhile, total wheat deliveries of 2.27 million tons last month fell 14.7% from a year ago. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning with the loonie at 73.29 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.41. The weather outlook for the major United States growing areas are to get above normal temperatures in the coming days. Ag Rural says despite soybean planting in Brazil is almost three quarters finished, it's the slowest pace in 8 years due to severe dryness in the north and extreme wet conditions in the south. A hurricane strikes Ukraine and Russia, leaving more than 2 million people without power. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin blames Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of prohibiting any peace talks. Rounding off prices at your Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Monday morning. The January contract dips a penny at $13.29.5 per bushel. January soy oil tacks on 20 cents in choppy trading at $434.30 per short ton. January soy oil jumps almost 9 tenths of a cent at 51.18 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its March contract falls 7.5 cents at 4.75 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its March contract down 3 cents at 3.87. The U.S. wheat complex is following suit as Chicago March gives up a nickel at 5.72. Kansas City March also loses 5 cents at 6.07. And Minneapolis March is down 4 cents at 7.10. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.